Stock this was trading on Darlene Walter. Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-E-N, D as in David, D-A-R-L-E-E-N, Darlene Walter, that is W-A-L-T-H-E-R, W-A-L-T-H-E-R, Walter, date of birth is 12-1-38, date of visit is 12-22-25, please make copy for Dr. Tanam Ahmed. Tanam, T-A-N-A-M. Tanam Ahmed, T-A-N-A-M, T as in Thomas. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Tanam, T-A-N-A-M, thank you for sending Darling and Walter for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 87-year-old lady who has recently been treated for a bout of pneumonia, was given a Zithromax Z-Pak and a course of prednisone. The patient has been coughing up little whitish yellow mucus, but denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills. Showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. The patient did have a chest CT 11/25/25, which showed reticular markings in the periphery of both lungs. And mild fibrocalcific scarring in both lung apices. Diffuse ground glass opacities were present within the left lower lobe. And there was no pneumothorax or effusions. Period. A 4-millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe was present since 2021. The patient presently has no shortness of breath, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pains. She has not lost any weight recently. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for hypertension. She has had a left ovarian resection done in the past, and she has a history for cholecystectomy. And yeah, cholecystectomy, period. Or please mention in the first paragraph, instead of no weight loss, please change it to the patient did have a weight loss up to 30 pounds in the past 1 year. Please mention that. Thank you. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient denies any history of smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Mother died of cancer of the breast. Father died of bowel perforation. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss, fever, and fatigue. She has had cataracts removed. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She denies shortness of breath but has some coughing. And she has abdominal pains and reflux and diarrhea. She has no anxiety or depression. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. She has headaches, but no numbness of the extremities, and does have memory loss. And no skin rash or itching. Next, med list. Cardizem 240 milligrams daily. Gemtesa 75 milligrams daily. Pepcid 40 milligrams daily. Hydralazine 25 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly average built part female with no acute distress. There's no pallor ictus. Blood pressure 125 by 80, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 118, saturation 98. H.E. India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasmuch is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few fine basilar crackles. Heart, the heart is regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities, no edema, mild varicosity, there's no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross mold left, its cranial has grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Interstitial lung disease. Possible UIP. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is irritable bowel syndrome. And number 4 is multiple lung nodules. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And she will have a follow-up chest CT. In 2 months. She will also give a sputum for AFB and fungal cultures. And Gram stain culture and AFB and fungal cultures. And a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks. which time I'll make an addendum. Vishnu has given albuterol and inhaled 2+PRN. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Tanam Ahmed. Tanam, T-A-N-A-M, Ahmed. Thank you for the start, this is...